Rescue Chief David Castleman with the Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department says the program started Thursday morning and will now run Thursday through Sunday each week for 6 months. He told a city council committee Monday the first of the program's patients is a mom of two young kids.
She said yes and was, in quote, thrilled that the program is available. She said that without the program, she would have gone back out in the street and overdosed again.
And he says over the weekend, three more agreed to treatment. In addition, one patient refused it and another died. The pilot program connects those who overdose and are transported to St. Vincent's Hospital in Riverside with peer recovery specialists, who then educate them about treatment options. The specialist follows up with them throughout detox and their treatment, which can be in or outpatient through River Region or Gateway Treatment Centers. Castleman says most of JFRD's overdose calls happen between 5 and 10 in the evening, and Friday is the peak day.
32210 is the highest overdose response area over in the west side area at 12% of our call volume.
He says 85% of overdose victims in Duval are white and most are middle-aged men. JFRD and doctors with the program will be updating City Council every month throughout the program, and it'll be up for review at the end of 6 months to see if it's working. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.